We're driving through Madagascar's Grand Sud. It's supposed to be the rainy season, but the fields are bone dry. This is the footprint of climate change. One year of drought is bad enough, but five in a row is near impossible. Fierce hot winds turn the soil to dust. Crops stand no chance. In the village of Irada, like everywhere, it's a struggle for survival. Water and how to get it is on everyone's minds. Then suddenly, it appears from nowhere. A water tanker, en route for a far-off destination, has stopped, and from its leaking pipes, there's a rare chance. Every can, container and bottle hands can be laid on is filled. Quick, they say, or the cart will go.
If you ever needed a demonstration of just how desperate people are, this is it.
This is very heartbreaking because normally those kids should play. Those kids should live their childhood. But right now they are running after water. If you are looking at that kind of landscape, you can feel how hard the situation is here in this region. And this is literally everywhere in this region.
Nearby, amongst fields once filled with maize and sweet potatoes, lies a village waterhole. It's been dry for 2 years.
That's why people are thirsty and they can't do anything about it. There's no cassava, there's no maize. There are no crops at all, and life is very, very difficult. Our daily life in the village is about rain, but right now there's nothing. We're really suffering.
Heading back, we stop at a roadside market. The main commodity for sale? Water. It's got to the stage now where water traders have set up and they're selling water at the side of the road as a commodity. Each one of these jerry cans costs about 50 cents and they're bought by people who perhaps don't have the wherewithal to go to the river themselves. The thing is, even 50 cents is too much for most. The poor grow up fast here, scavenging for survival. This is the human face of our changing climate. Developed countries stalling on finance for nations like Madagascar would do well to look into those eyes. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Irada, Madagascar.